Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Mustangs are riding high heading into their fourth game of the season as they remain undefeated in CIF play with a 3-0 record, and they are atop of the CIF standings. Gillette is coming off a 28-18 win over the Sioux City Bandits in their first game at the Camplex this season. The Mustangs will continue the home stretch on Saturday night as the Border War, Montana edition, will be at the Camplex Saturday night as the Billings Outlaws come to town. This will be a rematch from the first round of the CIF playoffs last year, with the Outlaws getting the win 49-40. The Outlaws are coming into this game 2-1 and are on a two-game winning streak after dropping their first game of the season against Omaha. They played on Monday night and blew out the Rapid City Marshals 49-18. This will be a neutral game for Mustangs owner Steven Titus because he is the owner of the Outlaws as well. We had Steven on the Mustangs Coaches Show on Monday, and here is what he had to say about the challenges of owning two sports teams that play in the same league.
It's definitely challenging. It's traditionally not challenging unless the teams are playing each other. However, this is one of the few weeks where the two do get to play each other. So typically, I have a good idea of what's going on in terms of transactions, in terms of who's going to be starting, positions, things like that. This week, I've told everyone I want to stay out of it. I don't want to make any decisions. I don't want to know really what's going on, who's starting, anything like that. So that does become a challenge. I know that when it comes to big signings of players and strategy for postseasons and things like that, it becomes challenging having two teams going against each other. But I kind of feel like Venus and Serena Williams dad a little bit. If they're playing each other in a singles match, you just want both teams to go out there, play their best, have fun. Hopefully you don't want any of your guys to get hurt, and you don't want the refs to make a bad call to screw up the game and make sure that the best team wins. And that's exactly what I plan to see here on Saturday.
Doors at the Camplex will open at 5 o'clock on Saturday night, and kickoff will be at 6:30. You will also be able to hear all the action on 101.5 The Drive. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.